Easter, what's it all about? I know they've taken the word Easter out of schools, can't talk about it. And we celebrate Easter as if it's just another holiday. But really, what is it all about? How does it affect me? How does it affect you? Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit after John baptized him. Baptism signifying death. He didn't come just to do miracles. His main purpose for coming was to die for you and me. That was his purpose. And we think sometimes Jesus died for us that he might bless us. And that's true. He wants to bless us. But I have some things written down here that I just felt the Holy Spirit gave to me that I want to share with you, because it's all about what God wants to do with me, what he wants to do with you, how he can change your life and mine. In John 1:29, John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Lamb of God. When John saw him, he declared, "This was the sacrificial lamb." That's why he came from back in Exodus when they had to kill the lamb. And with Abraham before that, when he took his son up on this mountain to sacrifice his son, his only son. It was just God preparing us for what he was going to do in reality in sending his own son. This is history. This isn't a story. This is something that actually happened. The calendar is set on it. And we are celebrating that over 2,000 years now. But we need to realize, as it was mentioned there, Jesus, who was without sin. He healed the sick, cleansed the lepers, cast out demons, opened the eyes of the blind, opened the deaf ears, fed the multitudes, calmed the sea, raised the dead, many other things. But they still crucified him. Why? Because it's why he came. It was his purpose to come and to die on the cross for you and I. To forgive my sins. To forgive your sins. That's what it's all about. Forgiveness of sins. The Passover in the Old Testament, the priest went in and he sacrificed the lamb and took the blood. And if it was all acceptable, he came out alive. If it wasn't, he died. So the whole purpose of this is forgiveness. So how does it affect me? In John chapter 20, after Jesus had risen from the dead, before he ascended to the Father, he met with the disciples and he showed them his hands and his side. They knew it was him. They knew it was Jesus. And he said to them, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." God has given us a mandate to go into all the world and preach the gospel. The good news. What is the good news? Christ died for our sins. He died for you and me. That's the good news. And then he said, he breathed on them and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus, when he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him and he was filled with the Spirit and he went out into the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit. Remember that. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Then he said to them, "If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them." Anybody that I forgive who has sinned against me, if Galen here, who is my brother's son-in-law, if he would sin against me, and he says, "Will you forgive me?" And I say, "I forgive you." Even if he didn't say, "I forgive you," I extend forgiveness to him. God said his sins are forgiven. As far as I'm concerned, it's forgiven. It's over. Never to be remembered again in the halls of heaven. He won't hold it against. That's what Jesus said. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, their sins are retained. I can hold people and you can hold people in bondage. because we refuse to forgive. We have the power to forgive sins. Isn't that awesome? That's what Jesus did when he died on the cross. He forgave my sins. He forgave your sins. John 14, Jesus was preparing to go to the Father. And he told them, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. If I go, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Later on, he says, do you not believe that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me? Verse 10, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Otherwise, believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And he says, I will ask the Father, and I will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. Verse 28:6 says, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. How is this affecting me? Jesus, as I said in the beginning, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was 30 years of age. He didn't do any miracles until John the Baptist came and he was baptized. And when he came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended upon him. And that was the beginning of his miracle ministry. You don't read anywhere that he did any miracles up until that time. And now he